We are scandalized by the attempt of the NDC members of parliament to scuttle this national exercise for the second time. Inasmuch as the NDC MPs have the right to oppose the restriction of the identification requirements for registration to passport and birth certificates, we believe the law was unanimously passed by MPs from both sides of the House. The question is, were the NDC MPs asleep when they accepted the current four ways of proving citizenship? The current law passed by Parliament allows the use of passports, birth certificates, or when an applicant is unable to submit any of the required documents, a Ghanaian relative or relation of the applicant may identify the applicant under oath. When the Electoral Commission organized the debate on the new voters register on 29th and 30th October 2015, the PPP admitted that the current voters register compiled in 2012 and all the ones before that had problems, and there was a need for a national identification card as the basis for compilation. Today, we are surprised that one of the requirements of the NDC MPs, they are pushing for the voters' ID card to be used as a means of identification.
On the cost of the project, Mr. Samoa urged Parliament to set up a committee to investigate it. He also called on the BNI to investigate the issuance of fake NIA card in the name of some minority members of Parliament.
The NDC MPs have argued that documents available to them show that the total cost of the project is $1.4 billion. The breakdown is 1.2 as the actual cost and tax exemption of $176 million. Meanwhile, they claim that the CEO of the NIA, Professor Ken Atifa, is on record as saying it will cost the nation $293 million and not $1.4 billion. To promote good governance, accountability, transparency, and probity in our public financial management system, we wish to suggest that a committee of parliament can invite the NIA at any time to scrutinize the cost and report their findings to the people of Ghana. The Auditor General will have an opportunity to audit the activities of the NIA and submit its report to the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament. Any detected wrongdoing on the part of the NIA will land on the desk of the Special Prosecutor for prosecution for acts of corruption. The NDC must allow the process to continue and not attempt to bastardize the exercise by raising non-existent difficulties with the process in the pursuit of their suspicious and covert political agenda. Social media has been awash with fake Ghana cards of some NDC MPs. We are terrified, since this undermines and bastardizes the integrity and security of the process and threatens the peace of our country. Identity theft jeopardizes national security, and this issue must not be swept under the carpet.
That was a policy advisor of the PPP, Kofi Sien Asamoah.